There it is. That's the Lifestyle Klaxon. And this is a bit of the show where we usually go a little bit more Lorraine, talk about issues. Yep. And, we've got a live studio guest in the studio today, and that's Libby Steggles-Gin. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us in the studio this morning.
No problem.
We were talking about your... this is a new business or a new ideas you've had, and this is called the Emoji Coach.
It is,
so
yes.
Just tell us a little bit about what the Emoji Coach is.
So the Emoji Coach, well, I am the Emoji Coach.
Okay.
And I work with children and parents and teachers, and I'm helping them all to connect with their emotions and to see that emotions aren't scary monsters. They are a part of me and a part of us and can change quite easily. We move away from our emotions because if we think that they're painful, whereas if we just have a little bit of a chat with them, they can just go and we can change them to feel more happy again.
Okay, so what sort of age of kids is this targeted at?
5-year-olds and upwards, although I have worked with younger, but
right.
More so five and upwards, yeah. So it's
right.
All about their emotional well-being.
Okay, and how does it actually work then? What sort of things do you do with the kids and the teachers?
Well, I can go into schools and run programs, 8-week programs with the children. With the teachers, it's helping them again with their emotional well-being because teachers are under a lot of pressure. They're just wanting to do their job that they are so passionate about, and there's so many things pulling them in different directions.
Yeah,
and a lot of them have the burnout. So I'm helping them around their emotional well-being. I always say that when we're on an aeroplane and the oxygen masks come down, the stewards always say the adults must take them first. We always want to give them to our children first.
Yeah.
But if we don't, then we run out of the oxygen and we can't be there to help the kids. And that's the same with parents and teachers, really. That's the message I get across is you take the oxygen first so you can be the best you want to be, you can
right.
be, and you can be there for the children. But I work privately on a one-to-one as well, so I get teachers, parents and children coming to see me on a one-to-one, and I use ginormous emojis.
right, okay.
Yeah, and help them. There's a traffic light system, so when they are feeling a bit wobbly on the orange, I give them tools and strategies to use to help them to go back on the green and be happy rather than go down and be angry or feel the negative emotion.
I'm intrigued about this. I'm intrigued. Yeah. Look, I've got a 4-year-old daughter, and so she's getting, well, emotional, to say the least. She did have a little bit of it was interesting yesterday at a bowling party, to say that, mainly because she's, like, just super competitive.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, at 4, she cannot lose.
Oh.
If she loses, she yeah. is devastated to the point she's in absolute bits. She had a right meltdown yesterday because of it. Is that sort of thing that the Emoji Coach could do, or what sort
yeah,
of things?
Yeah, because the thing is, a lot of parents or teachers get quite fed up or down because their child is having, I call them emotional meltdowns. I don't like the word tantrums.
Oh, it is a meltdown, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a meltdown.
Tantrums are when they're like 2 and they're just like throwing themselves around all
is,
over the place.
If you can imagine that these emotions are stirring inside of these children and they don't know what they are. They
yeah.
just feel them. It comes up like a volcano. So it's just helping them to understand that it is just a feeling rather than it is part of them, and
yeah.
a simple way of doing that is starting to say to them, so you're feeling angry, because the first words that come out is I am angry, or I am fed up, or however. So it's a feeling. But yeah, that is something that I help with, the emotional meltdowns. But we have them as adults, so why can't children have them? All right, we may not have them as bad as that, although some
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
But you know, she can't express herself. She just doesn't know what to do with that.
Do you think it's a more of a girl issue than
no,
boys?
I
no,
I don't.
Because you hear people saying, oh, I want a boy. The girls, if I have a girl, then it's just going to be mental.
No. Honestly.
No.
I don't know what it was at this bowling party yesterday, but there was a few kids and they were all like teetering on the edge
yeah.
of meltdown. Boys and girls.
Yeah.
Boys, about 4 or 5 years old, they're just...
Yeah, and the thing is with boys in society... are told they shouldn't cry and they have to toughen up. So if you think about it, their emotions are probably going to bottle up even more so because they're not allowed to express themselves.
Yeah.
And I brought my son up where I did allow him to. And I even had people saying, he needs to toughen up, you know, you need to get him toughened up. I was like, no, I don't. It's okay for him to cry and say how he feels. It's okay as adults for us to say how we're feeling and show our emotions. It's when we get stuck in that 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 becomes the problem and where I come in more so.
Yeah, I don't think it's a massive... I cried over the weekend.
Yeah, you've been crying a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I have cried a lot over the weekend.
Since you cried at the... got a Nintendo Switch at the weekend and he's been crying.
I've been playing Zelda. It's so beautiful. A tear came into my eye. It was, but I think ever since Isabel was born, I don't know, she flicked a switch.
And I said
this to Derek earlier. I cry at everything now. I can cry at adverts, anything. I will just like be a blubbering mess.
And that's okay.
I'm not bothered about it.
I cried this morning because I've got this event on tonight and I'm launching this tool.
Big event, yeah.
And I've got so much supportive people around me sending me such beautiful messages this morning. And, you know, I actually said to Mark, I'm really overwhelmed and there were tears and...
Aww,
but that's a lovely...
That's good. That's happy crying. There's
it
nothing wrong with
crying.
Getting emotional.
No,
there's nothing wrong with it.
But so many people don't like to do that. And that's where they bottle emotions, become stressed and anxious and...
Well, especially we're men, you know. Yeah. We're most of the time, you know, we don't really want to be showing that we've got the softer side. We need to be seen as hard.
Yeah,
don't we? We do. But I can't do that. tell us a bit about the event tonight, because when I was speaking to you, this sort of like a bit of a launch, and also you'd sold out one of the events, and you put on another.
So I decided that I was going to put on an event for parents and teachers.
Yeah.
It's a great way of getting the message across of helping children start with them. So the event is called Why Don't Kids Come With a Handbook? Oh, and it's
wish they did.
It's a free event, and within I think 5 days, the first sitting had sold out. So I put on a second sitting, and there's one ticket left. It's tonight. There's
One
ticket left. So I'm going to see probably over 100 parents and teachers this evening to help them.
Fantastic.
But what does that tell you? You know, it's gone so quickly, and I've had people messaging me, emailing me, "Are you putting on another event?" And these are parents who are just desperately wanting some guidance around emotional well-being for their children. And I know that Leeds are putting a lot of money into the emotional well-being of children at the moment. It's a big, big thing. Mm. So, and I'm launching my tool. I have created this emoji chart, and it's for children to be able to express themselves without using words because they don't know what the words are. Mm. So it's a chart with... reusable stickers,
okay,
and they go to it, and how are they feeling, and they put an emoji, and where are they feeling it in the body. So it's helping them to really connect into where they're feeling this emotion. And then there is a tool for them to use that if they're feeling angry or negative, this tool releases that in a very safe way, so they're not screaming or punching anything. It just gently releases that, and they feel calmer and happier again. And it's been trial and tested. And one of the fathers, actually, of the family that we trialed it with, he said, "I'll have to be honest with you, Libby. When you were telling me about it and talking me through it, I thought it was going to be a load of..." Well, I'll say
rubbish. Yeah, I know what
rubbish.
You mean. but there's an emoji for that.
Yeah, there is. There is. But he said that as soon as his son used it the first time, he couldn't believe how it instantly calmed him down. So it nips emotional meltdowns.
I suppose
it's
something that the kids are using a lot at the moment. They're using emojis.
They are.
People talk in emojis.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
People tweet and then in their tweets in emojis. Everybody uses it. And don't they? So it's almost another language.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Very handy. Yeah. Now, if people want to find out a little bit more, maybe pop along tonight. There's one ticket left.
They have to go on Eventbrite to book it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they don't book it, we'll end up with loads of people and no seats.
If you're not on the list, you're not coming
exactly.
in.
Yeah. Your name's not down. You're not coming in.
Fair
enough.
They'll
have an emotional breakdown.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? You're having an emotional breakdown outside the place where you should be talking about emotional breakdowns. That'd be hilarious. If people, so it's emoji. TheEmojiCoach.com.
It is.
Is the website to go to. You're on Twitter as well, at TheEmojiCoach.
Yeah, and Facebook as well.
And Facebook as well. And did you just... Was this just like a eureka moment that you sort of suddenly thought about this and you sort of thought, oh, okay, that's a good idea.
Do you know, somebody asked me where this came from and... I can't remember. It was over a year ago and I've got a very close friend and colleague and we meet up once a month and we coach each other. And I think my childhood has been I was quite unhappy as a child. And just working with children, I saw everybody else, you know, creating tools and what have you. And I just went to Lisa and I said, I'm going to create a tool. And she went, okay. And I said, to help children express themselves, because it's so, so important. It's really a passion of mine. She went, okay, how are you going to do it? And I was like, I don't know. And I said, but this is the mock-up I've done. I've still got it at home. And I laminated and I got creative. And she went, great. And here I am with the real deal now. So,
wow.
Yeah,
it
came to me. It's just... so important to help children be able to express how they feel so they're not bottling up their emotions inside and they can feel safe and understood by everybody around them.
I was going to say that the book you've got there, can parents get a hold of that somewhere? Or?
Yeah, so I'm going to be selling it. I know I'm showing you it. I know nobody else can see it. I'm going to be selling this on my website.
Right,
so
okay.
There is a shop area on my website and it is there, $12.99. It is wipe clean, so it's reusable and it has reusable stickers on. So that's where they can get hold of it.
It sounds fantastic, honestly. Really, really, really good idea. Once in a while you hear an idea and you think, actually, that'll work. Kids will be on board with that. And it's proof of the pudding because obviously the meetings are getting absolutely sold out. EmojiCoach.com is the website to go to and you can find out more details on there and on Twitter, on Facebook as well. Libby, thank you so much for coming into Radio Yorkshire this morning. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.